Randy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Tony. How about you?
I'm doing well. Are you in Grand Rapids area?
I am. I'm at home in Grand Rapids. Well, I was in Lansing yesterday, though.
Well, tell us about your visit.
Well, I went to actually start out at 7 a.m. There's a gathering of about 25 legislators. They meet for prayer, Bible study, and mutual encouragement every week. And they let me kind of drop in and observe that. And so that was a good start of the day. And then went from there and visited with a number of other legislators and a few other folks in the area.
All right. All right. We know that you want to be the United States Senator. You want Debbie Stabenow's job. I want to know. I just haven't seen the billboards or the commercials. I don't hear or read about you. Tell me what you're doing, when we're going to start seeing Randy Heckman all over the place.
Well, you know, we do have a little bit of time between now and when people actually have to cast those ballots. And so, you know, you've got to develop your infrastructure. And so we're getting around to different parts of the state, Tony. Actually, this weekend we'll be up north in Charlevoix and back down to Clare and back up to Sheboygan. And we're just getting all across the state. Lincoln Day dinners, we've been doing those. And if I can't get to one because I'm at one of them, I'll send my wife or one of my kids, frankly, to another one. And little by little, we're connecting with people, sharing the word, but as far as the big splash, that's just going to have to wait a while.
If you go to randyheckman2012.com, you can watch a video where Randy Heckman tells you why he believes he should be the next United States Senator. The motto seems to be courage together. What's that mean?
Well, it just means that we're facing some major problems as a nation today, Tony. Our biggest one being this, the debt, the $14.3 trillion debt that grows by about $4 billion every day. And that's just a major problem that we need to face. And it's not just a Republican thing or a Democrat thing or independent thing. It's a national thing. It's like we're facing Pearl Harbor again. We're facing a major crisis as a nation. We got to do it together, and we got to do it with courage. And it's going to take everybody's involvement, and not just a lot of finger pointing back and forth. It's going to take us kind of holding hands and moving ahead together as a nation, and that's why. And we need to do it with courage. We need to do it together.
What's your thought on the United States having an opportunity and using that opportunity to take out Osama bin Laden? And do you believe that the photos of a deceased bin Laden should be released?
You know, to me, that's not a big deal. I know a lot of people are making a big thing about seeing the pictures or not. I don't need to see the pictures. I was a prosecutor, and we saw a lot of gory pictures of dead people, and honestly, I don't have a big use for them. I believe he's dead. I believe justice was done. And I think we need to move on.
Do you think Michigan needs a bridge from Detroit to Windsor, Canada?
That is the hot-button question, isn't it? I've heard both sides of that, and I'm persuaded on both ends. But honestly, I don't want, if it's going to involve federal money, our federal money, in any capacity, I would say, no, let's not do it. If there's a private entity that's willing to make this thing happen, but if it's truly all coming from Canada, then I guess I kind of get persuaded the other direction. So, and I need to get more information on that, to be honest with you, Tony.
What is Debbie Stabenow doing that you would do differently?
Well, she is consistently voting across the board to increase government's role in our lives. The health care bill, as we call Obamacare, would be just the most notorious in recent days. But she has the opinion, along with other liberals, that government is the answer basically to all of our problems. And it isn't. I mean, government has a major role in national defense. We need a strong national defense. We need a criminal justice system. We need roads and other infrastructure things that government's role is to do. Obviously, post office and other things that are listed in the Constitution. But government's become too intrusive, and we have other institutions in our society that are of equal importance. and they have their own respective roles. I'm referring to churches and nonprofits. I'm referring to families. And they have their proper role, autonomous role from government. And without their working well, society fails. Government is not the answer, not the savior. In fact, today's National Day of Prayer. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but I thought that's what you're going to talk to me about.
Well, saving the best for last, but let's let's just dive into it. You know, because, Randy, that's been coming up a bit more, I think, in politics in the last few years, bringing one's faith into how one functions if he sits in political office. And I always find it fascinating when you look back on the Founding Fathers and the Bible and God are mentioned throughout documents when you talk about the beginning of our country's history. But as we get older and older, it seems like we keep getting away from that.
Yeah, no, that's true. You know, I just pulled up, just in anticipation of our conversation, President Lincoln in 1863 issued a national fast day. And I don't know if you've heard those words, but I'd love to read just a couple sentences, if I could, from what he said over 100 years ago. He said that nations like individuals are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world. May we not justly fear the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins to the needful end of national reformation. We've been the recipients, he says, of the choicest bounties of heaven. Lincoln goes on to say, we have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We've grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But, he says, we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand that preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. So then he goes on to say, it behooves us to humble ourselves, to confess our national sins, and pray for clemency and forgiveness. I just think that's profound. And I really feel that as we face this crisis as a nation, especially on this National Day of Prayer, and really every day, but just today, to concentrate, you know, on the fact that we need more than what we can come up with on ourselves. We need God to protect us and to lead us and give us the wisdom to navigate through these tough days.
Randy Heckman is a candidate for United States Senator. Randy, we'll stay in touch. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Take care.